కుంభమాల స్తోత్రం సూత్ర 19 పార్ట్ 2. తే నేత్రే తమసోచ్యుతే సురుచిరే యాభ్యాం హరిర్ దృశ్యతే. తే నేత్రే దోజ్ ఐస్ తమసోచ్యుతే విచ్ ఆర్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ డార్క్నెస్, దోజ్ ఐస్ విచ్ డార్క్నెస్ హెస్ లెఫ్ట్, సురుచిరే దే ఆర్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్. యాభ్యాం హరిర్ దృశ్యతే, వాట్ ఇస్ ద కాజ్ ఆఫ్ దర్ బ్యూటీ? బికాస్ దే ఆర్ సీయింగ్ లార్డ్ హరి, హరిర్ దృశ్యతే. సో ఇన్ దిస్ సెక్షన్ కులశేఖర్ మహారాజ్ ఈజ్ ట్రయింగ్ టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ టు అస్ కండిషన్ సోల్స్ ది గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ అ పర్సన్ హూ ఈస్ డివోటెడ్ టు కృష్ణ అటర్లీ. And how such a person is greater than all other kinds of people. And in that connection he is telling that the truly beautiful eyes are not the eyes which are just in and of themselves looking attractive. Those eyes may look attractive temporarily, and some people have such beautiful eyes with such glances that when they look down upon us we feel our hearts melting, our stomach fluttering and all those things which are talked about in romance. But he's saying the really beautiful eyes are those eyes which darkness has left because they have seen the beauty of Lord Hari. So the function of the eyes is to take us towards knowledge. And when the eyes see the absolute truth, Param Drishtva Anivartate, we see with our eyes the beautiful form of Krishna, and as we advance we see him directly within our heart, and we see him by remembering everything in connection with him. So in this way, when we see Krishna, then when we are seeing anything else, actually our life stays dark because we are ourselves in darkness. Anything disconnected with Krishna is dark. So when we are disconnected from Krishna, we are in darkness, and that darkness overwhelms us internally, and that reflects in the darkness or the coldness in the eyes of many people. A devotee's eyes, because they are constantly seeing Krishna and energy of Krishna everywhere, they are calm, they are focused, and they are free from darkness. So such eyes help a devotee to remember Krishna more and more, and in this way enable that devotee to advance towards the eternal destination of Krishna's lotus feet. Te tamaso jite. So those eyes are the most beautiful, and we need to redefine our standard of beauty by not just the eyes which look beautiful in themselves, but the eyes which are seeing the most beautiful thing. That is Krishna's form. So when we recalibrate our measures of beauty in this way, then by our devotional measures, we will be able to redirect our attraction from material things towards Krishna. And by that attraction, continue to march ahead in Krishna consciousness constantly, without having to reject the attractive things of this world, and also without having to reject Krishna for the sake of the attractive things of this world.